I'm Michael Cast.
And I'm Christina Watts.
And this is Arts North.
That's right. Arts North is a huge center now at Studio 2880 that includes a podcast center, a photography bay, and a graphics design studio.
Video studio. Lights. We got it all. Yeah. Lights. There's sound and all you got to do is bring the action.
And the space to shoot in. Yeah.
Yeah. And ideas.
Ideas. Okay. That's good. That's a pretty good, decent intro.
I think so. What have you been doing lately? Well, this is a reboot for Arts North. I had done the show, by myself for how many years? Quite a few years. And then it sort of went stagnant it's hibernation. Went into hibernation.
It took a hiatus.
Yeah, hiatus. I like that. One time I was on sabbatical. I used that for as a job interview. It didn't go too well. I didn't get the job.
I took a sabbatical.
What have you been doing for the last year, Mr. Cass? Oh, I've been on sabbatical. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah. I think, you just got to reboot those batteries. You got to recharge them. You got to rethink things and then, regroup your energy.
I think having the two of us as hosts will do that. I think collaboration in all its forms is important.
Oh, yeah. Plus, right? There's accountability, right? It's not just you setting your own timelines.
Yeah.
That you're going to change, right? Or me, it's and procrastination. Let's face it. I don't know about you, but I get squirrel syndrome sometimes and I go over and I like to do this and I like to do the next thing and then I forget about coming back. So I think a little of that and a little bit of maybe just making time in the schedule for it.
Yeah, procrastination for sure. And I like the accountability idea where it's like, okay, how often do we want to do this? And I'd like to do this every 2 weeks or at least once a month, either with just the two of us or guests. And I'm hoping that our first guest of the new Arts North podcast will be Chancey Hall. She doesn't know it yet.
But she might be our first guest.
But she might be our first guest. She's open to doing a podcast. I don't know. And we're trying it with... I'm trying not to look at the camera. Right. But I did... you didn't comb your hair yet, did you?
I kind of combed it, but then I flew out the
door.
Or
brushed it.
Right. But I brushed my teeth.
I did brush my teeth. I'm hiding behind somebody. It smells like coffee.
Yeah. What do you think the video component adds to podcasting?
Well, it changes it entirely. Like if you were to listen to Howard Stern on the radio, right? That's Howard Stern on the radio. That I think the video component that he brought to it, I think, although I don't care too much for Howard Stern's humor or show, he is certainly an innovator in that way. And I think it adds a lot. I think it adds that level of engagement.
Yeah.
Where people can see
it's
facial
like
expressions, right? And, leaning in if you're serious about something or sitting back and going, what the, right?
Yeah.
I'll try not to swear too much on this one because we may have, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know if there's going to be any kids.
Maybe.
Yeah? Okay. Maybe not. Yeah. So I'm hoping we can do it once a month. Once every 2 weeks.
I think that's feasible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not so much the record. It's finding the people to record. But now that the two of us, it's like you said, there's accountability. Because I thought nobody wants to hear just me.
I think it comes topical, And I go back to when I was in Toastmasters and a guy, Tom Ireland, said to me, he says, it doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter, what you're really doing. What it matters is what are they going to get out of it, right? It's like, it doesn't matter. How do I put that? He put that in a way.
What kind of information can we share that's going to be valuable to the listener?
Yeah, people
don't
care about any of that except for what they're going to get out of it, right? That's what people want to get something out of. And maybe these podcasts, there's different ones out there. There's ones that are inspirational, ones that have knowledge, ones that are just pure entertainment.
And, what is this one? Both, all three.
Yeah, we kind of got, we'll have to be entertaining and educational and
informative.
Yeah, informative. Yeah. I think just providing different perspectives too. I think I find that, you know, that is a huge thing. I don't think anybody out there knows it, but there's, should we talk about cappuccino?
Yeah. You know, and I was thinking about that this morning when I was recording, my bean. I thought, yeah, we should share what cappuccino is. And I don't know that we would invite the public into to the sort of the triumvirate that is you, myself, and Jonathan Valeroso, only because that's more private, right?
Yeah, it's kind of grown into this like group, this collaboration, this day-to-day like little mini pod.
Yeah, but cappuccino, so cappuccino, how do I explain it? Cappuccino is an app that you'd find for both Samsung and or Android and iOS, and it allows you to record what are called beans. So you can start a group, and you can invite whoever you want to the group. It's like a audio Facebook.
Yeah, and you can only record up to 3 minutes.
Three minutes.
And like I find it really fun because I'll take my dog for a walk in the morning, and I like to listen to the beans. And this is like an opportunity for me to catch up with my friends and to see what's going on with them, and but also to throw ideas out there. And I know you guys have some, you know, you got some nuggets because you're, what it is, it's like this like little brain compound, right? And you know, you guys are out there experiencing things, and I'm doing different things, and we're all learning different things, and we're coming back and we're saying, oh, have you checked out this app? What do you think of AI? And all these questions that start coming up, and then we start giving our little thoughts on the beats. But what I love about it is the group is so respectful with everybody's opinions. But I think also, too, there's a level of like-mindedness in there.
Well, I think you have to. I think when it comes to making a group, it's sort of like, and I asked you, like, what if we invite some people, if I were to invite somebody, how would that upset or enhance the group dynamics? And I think that's important to find like-minded but not too like-minded individuals for your group that will challenge. I love being challenged. I like having my worldview challenged. And I think art does that. Not just beans, but art.
Yeah.
Art will challenge my...
Yep, because it can change your perspective on something, and it can really kind of like open your mind up. Yeah. That's what kind of art does, eh? It brings that out.
I can look at something and say I like that aesthetically, or I don't like that aesthetically, and be okay with someone else liking it or not liking it.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? It kind of gets you more in touch with your emotions. Like I think I remember being in accounting, it was just so black and white, and you know, this is the way it was. And then art was just so subjective and so colorful. And so,
you know,
it just kind of like you could lean into your emotions and accept them.
My family is loaded with bean counters. I'm just like, I would always say, just to drive an accountant nuts, you say something like, what's a few bucks? What's a few bucks? It'll balance in the end. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about the penny.
No.
Gotta find a penny.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it's kind of a nice, I don't know. It's a good spread between.
So what's happening in, I guess we'll stick with Prince George for the first one until maybe we have like news. Out and about.
Yep.
I'll talk a little bit about Williams Lake and the art Caribou art beat out there. But here we had what have we got going? Who's downstairs?
Right now.
Yeah.
Lorianne Malibel for the feature gallery artist.
Yeah. Watercolor.
Watercolor,
right?
Yeah.
Watercolor and ink.
Yep.
Her stuff is amazing. I'm not a big fan of watercolor. Right, but when I look at her stuff, can then I compare it to Wendy Framps, who's a water and two totally different styles, right?
Yeah,
two totally different styles. And then a lot of the watercolor, you're a watercolorist, aren't you, more or less?
Yeah, I lean into watercolors more because I have the whole paint line.
Yeah.
And I like its travel, like the you can just travel so much easier with watercolors, right? Yeah. Yeah. No, she's good down there. What else is happening around here? Lots of things.
We have, and most people, I don't know, most people who have been following the scene know about Knox United Performance Center. Mm-hmm. We had Art Battle there. That was fantastic. And you have ideas for that space, right?
For or not? Knox? We're just kind of kicking a few things. Yeah, I've been kind of really focused on events here at the Studio 2880 grounds because that brings a community to this facility to see what's going on here. Because I don't, like, it's these couple buildings that sit back from 15th Ave and nobody knows what's
nobody
going
knows
on.
Where they are.
And it's, you know, it's like such a great location. We got the front lawn for picnicking and events and stuff. And the guilds are here. There's a lot going on, a lot of community and Arts North digital centers up top, the community arts and gift shops downstairs. And so when I think about doing things, I try to get people back here for these smaller events. Obviously, the facility's not equipped to handle like huge events, but you know, like these little markets and stuff are fantastic.
Your medieval market. That was good.
That was so fun.
That was really good. Oh, I was looking at some of the pictures that I had. Had taken, and there was you lounging on your your carpet there, your little picnic area, and I was scrolling through, and I came across this warrior woman with the shield, and I was like, she looked scary,
right? She could have taken us down, both of us at the same time. Yeah.
So I and you got some good, you got some good reviews on that one.
Yeah, that was a good one. You know, it was a nice themed one. It was a very kind of like romanticizing event, I would say. A little nod to the Middle Ages. Yeah, I don't know. It was just, it was fun. It was themed. And we had the creators and artisans that, you know, really leaned into it. And I think that's what we just need more of. You know, everything's like so serious. You know, those opportunities you can take to just have a little fun and be playful are just so creative. Like they just induce
Do you think people are more serious lately?
Well, I know it seems like the world is like more stressed out. It feels like people are just the anxieties are high. They're going through the depression more, and so it just like you hear about all the mental health stuff, and it's just it seems to be ramping up, right? Mm-hmm. So when I think about that, I think, well, why is that? And is this because it's everything is maybe so serious and there's no room to, like, enjoy? Or is it because people are in a rut, like, and they're not inspired? What is going on? Like, I honestly don't know. I'm not a shrink.
I wonder if it's because we are just bombarded by so much more information now than we used to be.
That could be, you know. Right? They're so plugged in.
And that information, yeah. Having said that, I watched something the other day on YouTube, and it was about artists creating through pain. And I made a bean about this, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You have to be tortured to be a good artist.
You have to be tortured. So, and what happens is, yeah, the brain, like, you look at some of the, and I talked to a friend of mine, Danny, and one day, this was years and years and years ago, and I said, do we need to be, is it a prerequisite to be an artist, right? To be, like, do you have to be tortured? Do you have to be, dependent, drug or alcohol dependent or insane to be an artist? Or does being an artist just make you that way eventually?
Right. Which way does it go?
The chicken or the egg, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't feel like I'm tortured. I think if anything, art made me a happier, healthier, more wholesome person. And I feel like I go over the top with a lot of things. Like everything now is just like in full bloom. You know, if I'm going to do something, it's like it's going to be big.
Hair straight back.
Yeah, hair straight back. I'm going to do it, you know, like if it's my yard, if it's my, if I'm making a fort in my house.
A fort?
An adult fort.
In your house? With really?
Like lights.
Mine got invaded. My space got invaded, but I won't get into that. What? Oh, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I same here. I don't have to now. I had learned through a counselor, actually, that I don't have to create from a place of despair, that I can create from a place of happiness. And for those that do, I mean, yay, good for you. Like, right on. If that's what you need to do.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking one day, I think, about when somebody approached me and said, "Oh, where did you get the idea for that piece, man?" And I was like, I was just sorry, dude. I was just like laying on the couch.
Yeah, you should have bought it just for that.
Sorry, it wasn't some, you know, grandiose kind of.
The Tao of Michael Cast.
There is no Tao. Although one of my favorite books is The Tao of Pooh.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like that one.
Yeah. We talk through that cappuccino, we throw around ideas, and we've talked a lot about, and we're going to talk about this whether we want to or not, AI.
Yeah, AI.
AI. We have differing views on AI.
I kind of do, yeah.
You're like in there.
I really can see an appreciation for AI, for sure. And, I think it will have its uses.
I'm on the fence. So I went from, like, I remember when this was pre-pandemic, the very first piece that was created by AI. And I took umbrage with it. Like it's not art to me. It wasn't art. There's no movement behind it, no feeling, no purpose behind it. It's just, right? So then as we moved along through the advance in technology over the last 5 years, There isn't anything that we don't do creative, or I do creatively, that probably isn't in some way impacted by AI, whether it be enlarging an image or doing video, you know, masking out stuff, or, you know, I mean,
it can do a lot, and it.
Yeah.
And it can falsify videos and photos. So there's like this you know, now I'm on social media and I have to ask myself, is this real or not?
Yeah.
Right? And so there's that. But here's the other side of AI. You know, it can, you know, there are jobs that I do that don't bring me joy, right? Like when I have to do a rough draft, write up of something, it's a pain in the ass. And so I just want to like plunk in the essence of what I want written, and it will give me a pretty good draft that I can flush out and make, you know, like I can still personalize it. But now instead of spending an hour to 2 hours writing, I can be done in like 10 minutes and go to the lake.
Yeah.
To the lake, Michael.
We were talking about, so Ellie and I downstairs before you got here, we were talking about Prince George and as opposed to being a, how do you make Prince George a art tourism destination as opposed to just a outdoor sort of, what do they call it? Base camp.
Yeah. Which is what most places are in the north, right? It's an outdoorsy playland, really. But what about the artistic playlands?
Well, they can still come and see. You can go kayaking, fishing, or whatever in the morning and afternoon and come and see a wonderful symphony or a gallery opening or a show at the theater, you know, live theater. Right? All within, like, there's no travel time. There's no hassle for parking. The logistics are pretty simple.
You know, I think it's already, it's here, right? Like, people, I think Prince George just needs to be marketed a little bit more with the arts on top of it, because now it becomes something for everyone, right? Mm-hmm. And we're still cheap to travel to. You know, like there's Airbnbs that are cheap. There's, and you can have a whole house, you know, like it's, mm-hmm. it's a place where families can come and find something to do for everybody.
Have you used Airbnb?
I love Airbnbs.
We're trying it for the first time, in a month. We're going down to the island and we're going to stay near Comox or Coombs with the goats on the roof.
Yeah. That's a fun place. Yeah.
Go out to Campbell River. So yeah, I thought I'd try. So we got away from AI.
Yeah.
We digressed.
Maybe AI would have kept us on topic.
Eventually it will. Yeah. Eventually we'll look back on this day and go, oh, that was such a simpler time.
Yeah.
When AI is the master.
Well, I think you're going to roll down the world of AI, but then people are going to have this humanistic drive to go back to something simple, right? Whether it's having just a little picnic at the park, unplugged, right? Mm-hmm. Because right now we're just getting screens flashing at us, right? You know, your phone goes off every so many seconds or minutes now, and you know, you feel inclined to pick it up.
We're trained. Yeah, trained.
Yeah, we're trained.
And we're AI trained.
We're a slave to our technology, right? When you think of it. But the other flip side is you can put a creative idea into there and get a lot out of it too. So
I look back, you know, I've often said, how come I didn't start like photography I've done for a long, long time before the digital era, but like the video and the audio and that. And I would ask myself, oh, why didn't I do this? Why didn't I do this, you know, sooner when I was younger? Mostly because I couldn't afford it. And nowadays it's accessible to anyone. I mean the ability for people to come up here to Arch North and do a podcast, mm-hmm. right? We have a lot of groups that come up here and it's inexpensive. And then the technology, I mean, the smartphone for doing broadcast quality.
Yeah.
Video, right?
Yeah, the world is much more accessible to people.
Do you think, and I was thinking about this the other day, do you think technology has democratized art?
What do you mean?
Like I would not see the art of somebody from Australia, mm-hmm. say, you know, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, I wouldn't have experienced their art unless they, you know, were promoted by the big art machine, right?
Right. You know. Yeah.
But nowadays I can see the art of people from all over the world.
And I think a lot of people are more successful because they're able to operate that way. Like, I mean, if you look at Danny, North Soul Studios, mm-hmm. right out of Prince George, she's got an entire life on Instagram with thousands, like tens of thousands of followers. And she's able to sell what she makes, all, mm-hmm. you know, from here. Right. So now that provides a level of success that artists didn't have before. We used to need to get accepted into a gallery, and getting accepted into a gallery meant that had to be the taste of the curator person selecting the art.
Whoever. Right? There's an excellent show. I'll have to, we'll talk about next time, but there's an excellent show on Netflix that talks about the art world and how it works. And how it works for only a select few.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, so I think technology's done okay that way.
Yeah, it's leveled the playing field for a lot of people. Yeah.
Leveled the playing field, but also it's become more competition.
And it can junk it down too. Right. So it could be like the person with the best quick little video on Instagram and not necessarily the painter that puts in the hours into the oil paintings. Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm. And I see some of this missing because now you got an older generation that are fantastic artists, but they're getting overtaken by these kids that can like create a you know, a trending funny because
what did we talk about before we started? We're like, oh, we have to do a story.
Yeah, we did.
We have to do an Instagram story.
Because now we felt like, okay, we got to do all these things just to get this podcast off the ground.
Yeah. Well, it's off the ground. I mean, again, I think it's a reboot. Yeah. Come on. Oh, you're killing me. Right? There was only 40, I don't know how many episodes before I got lazy.
Oh, you did lots, so that's a lot. If somebody wants to binge, there's enough to binge on.
There's enough to binge on. I think the format, though, I think this format, like we talked about at the beginning, is going to be far more successful.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah. So going forward, what do you think people want to learn about? What do you think they want to listen to?
Oh, what don't they want to listen to? Here's something. For a little bit of engagement, why don't you, the listener, let us know what you want to hear or recommend somebody that you'd like to hear from, like an artist, a musician. We're not going to limit ourselves to visual arts.
Yeah.
I want to talk musicians and actors and actresses and producers, directors, musicians.
That's why arts has the S on the
arts
end.
North. Yes. Yeah. So all creatives. Yeah. And if anybody has any ideas, we'll take them on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or they can come and argue with us.
Oh, we love that too. We love the little debating. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
I think so. Are
we going to mention any of the upcoming classes for the fall that are in the works but not firmed up?
Yeah. So we're still kind of scheduling some Arts North classes for the fall. These are designed to get makers a little further ahead to, you know, dip your feet into the world of the Digital Arts Center here at Arts North. So some of the classes that are on the platter are things like, you know, the videography with your cell phones, smartphone photography with like a travel inspired theme. There's the holiday one. There's logo design and online course creation. And I think there's a few more that are on that sheet.
And we're going to look at not only in-person workshops and courses, but online stuff too.
Yeah, there's because we, like, I get it. Like, I don't know about you, Michael, but like, yeah, going to the in-person is good, but there are times in my life when I just want to stay home and to take something on my own time when it works with my family.
Well, I've never done them, so that's where I'm going to rely on your expertise.
Mm-hmm. I'm here for you.
Don't lead me astray.
In the pilot seat today, but we all know who really knows how to use
this.
Oh,
no, I was like, oh, I have to let it go. I have to let it go.
I'm surprised.
As much as I want to be sitting over there, I have to let it go.
So, you know what? I'm going to sit in that seat next time because I think I've done pretty good. I'm feeling good about myself right now.
You're worthy.
You're back.
I want to ask you about, you mentioned something before we started, and it was unplugging.
Yeah.
And you mentioned in a bean. There's the cappuccino reference again. You mentioned it in a bean about readings.
Yeah.
And maybe having authors book signing.
Coming in to do like a day with the authors, having them read a bit from their books, having them sign their books, and really kind of making an unplugged day out of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I find, like, I think it would be so cool. And here's my kind of vision. And this is where our kind of ideas kind of percolate. And then they either work out or they get thrown in the, you know, waste bin.
Next. Or they to look at later bin.
Yeah, the look at later bin. And I always, you know, I thought back in the day, you used to have, like, tea and, like, snacks. And you would listen to an author read or some poetry in a nice little setting. But then also to throw the spin into it of being unplugged, right? To putting away your cell phone and to getting away from the technology and just kind of allowing yourself to be there more, to be present. Yeah.
I think that's great. I was watching another documentary last night. I love documentaries about Jack Kerouac, the writer. And I thought, when you were mentioning, when you talked about that in your being, I thought, yeah, you know, sort of that whole beat sort of jazz thing going on and people sharing poetry, but also sharing readings from their books too. It doesn't have to have jazz in it and whatnot, but I like the idea of putting the phone away. We don't, if you want to hear the book, we're not going to record it, we're not going to do anything. You got to come in person.
Yeah,
you know, just because we love technology doesn't mean we don't want to have, well, you're a people person. I am not.
Sometimes I become reclusive and sometimes I come out. Yeah.
But I think, yeah, and there's a certain, as much as we like technology, I think there's a certain amount of human interaction we all need.
Yeah. I think you got to reset that brain and you got to just kind of chill out sometimes too. You got to be able to sit still and just be.
So what's our outro now?
Our outro is stay tuned for the next Art North segment where we're going to talk about something else.
Something else. I don't know what.
Everything and everything?
No. You can't steal that.
There'll be some fun stuff we'll talk about. And you know what? The great thing is you're going to get the inside scoop here in Arts North about stuff's going that's going around Studio 2080 and probably like some behind the scenes stuff. Stuff that happens at our events. Stuff that is percolating and just the day-to-day arts news with other artists. Was that a good enough outro? You got anything to add?
Good. It was good before you said, was that a good outro?